Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to the March 24th edition of Project 44. Good morning if you're doing your reading this morning, and good evening. I hope you've had a great day if you're doing it at night. Today we read from Judges 16 through 18, and it's the curious story of Micah and the Levite he hired to be his household priest. Archaeologists working in a Philistine city along the coast of Israel have excavated a Philistine temple. It had a pair of closely spaced pillar bases that held wooden columns which would have supported the roof of the entire structure. The story of how Samson brought down the Temple of Dagon by collapsing just such a set of load-bearing pillars looks very plausible in light of this archaeological dig. The last portion of the book of Judges begins with chapter 17. It contains two episodes intended to give us a feel for the spiritual and moral climate of Israel at the time of the Judges. These incidents could well have occurred fairly early in the time span covered by the book. Chapters 17 and 18 record for us the first of these two typical events. The key verse in this section is chapter 17:6. In those days, Israel had no king, and everyone did as he saw fit. Everyone doing his own thing sounds pretty good to some people, I'm sure. But the practical effect of a body politic based upon that premise is chaos and total anarchy. And that's what chapters 17 and 18 record. You will remember from our previous study that Israel had one place and only one place of worship at the tabernacle located at Shiloh. Micah apparently thought it would be nice to have his own personal tabernacle, and the traveling Levite saw an opportunity for a good living and snatched it. By the way, if 10 shekels of silver per year was sufficient to tempt the Levite to dishonor God by setting up a private place of worship, imagine how Delilah felt when the rulers of the Philistines offered her 1,100 shekels of silver from each one of them. The Danites had been unable to completely subdue the area of their inheritance. A scouting expedition had located a relatively undefended area way up in the north of the land. On their way to possess it, they came across Micah's private sanctuary and his personal priest. They liked his style, they liked his innovations. They took his priest and his idols. It did not seem to occur to them that it would be abhorrent to the true Lord of Israel. The house of God was at Shiloh. The sons of Dan worshipped in their own way. Everyone did as he saw fit. Never mind what God had said. Well, today was a pretty short accelerator. Maybe you could use the few remaining moments to spend a little bit of extra time in prayer worshiping our God. It'll be time well spent.